Blog Talk Radio.
Feeling like so free, a new dimension of living, can't let nobody take that from me. Since you came and raised me with new abilities, renewed my mind, released me from the bondage of unbelief and insecurity. And now my life, it brings new opportunities, and I'm taking out the time to reflect on these wonderful things. You didn't have to care for me and bring to my attention all of the possibilities. A living free in you could bring. Now I have hope and peace. No longer giving you a piece of me. I wanna reach for maturity. So I submitted myself to the King, and I'll be reigning with you for all eternity. No more back in the days when I was young and not a kid anymore. Put away all the toys you had. Now I'm living true life. This is paradise, and there's nothing that can make me change my mind. Got me so high, it's like a mold cloud nine. I'm loving this life in you. Gotta run this race, I'm turning away, said I'm here to stay. Yeah. Now you appreciate all the time you take out to show me you really do care. Because you bled for me and gave me relief. It's time to receive everything that life can bring. No, you didn't have to care for me. Give me to my attention all of the possibilities of living free in you can bring. Now I have hope and peace. No longer giving you a piece of me. I wanna reach for maturity. So I submitted myself to the King, and I'll be reigning with you for all eternity. I'm going back in the days when I was younger, not a kid anymore. Put away all the toys and games, and now I'm living through life. This is paradise, and there's nothing
again. This is Nathan coming out of South Carolina bringing you On the Wall. I decided not to take the night off. I decided to just come on here and play a few songs and and just say a prayer. That's really that was heavy on my heart. And situation that goes on in families. And I wish and pray this night that for the first time, the first holiday coming up to the end of the year, that I find out that our family is totally divided. But this night I want to make a prayer that those out there that pray that you go through the division and you think that your family is for you, then they're against you. And I pray this night, Lord God, as I come before you with a heavy heart, not knowing that sometimes your family can be your enemy, and that I pray this night that if any other families in this world is going through the same thing as I'm going through this holiday, to come to find out that your brother and sister have aught against you, and you don't really understand why. Why are they going against you? I ask right now, nobody can fix this but Jesus. And that's what I'm praying tonight, that I win and I turn this disaster that's come between our family, the enemy that stepped in and whispered into the air, the payback that they got to do to the enemy. I'm not a man of God. I am a man of God. I will stand on God's word. I will stand on solid rock. I will not stoop down to sinking sand, regardless of what you say about me and what you do to me. God already told me that the enemy gonna come. He gonna fall, but it's not gonna prosper. In Isaiah 61, it says that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. God has appointed me because the Lord has anointed me to preach the good tidings. He anointed me to preach the good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the broken heart, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the people to them that are bound. God has really given thy people the authority to cast out demons and evil spirits that come upon our family members. And sometimes that's a hard job because we let our emotions and feelings step in, especially when your sister and your brother and your mother is very close to you. But we got a job to do, and God has appointed us in these last days and time to give our family members and friends one more chance. But God has appointed special people, unique people, to do a special job. And to perform this task and to let it go forth, we got to stand on a solid rock. And nobody but Jesus can fix it. Nobody but Jesus can fix this situation now in our family. Hear my prayer, Lord.
Who?
Hear my prayer.
Why the one? When I didn't know my name before I was born, He loved me just the same. The one who took me by my hand and kept me from all danger. just to decorate the sky. Yeah. Shook himself and went back to heaven. But he's gonna return.
That's it for another great Wednesday afternoon. Everybody having a very good Christmas day. Nobody but Jesus can fix this situation. And very song came to my mind is Jesus Who Fix It.
There's a little country song that we want to sing tonight. And you gotta know, whenever you go to the country, you're always gonna hear songs like this. Listen.
Oh, yes. Will he fix you? With a heavy heart and a loving Jesus. And the next thing came to my mind is this particular song I heard. It's God Satisfy With Us. Are we doing the right thing? Oh, yes. Is God satisfied with me? What a wonderful way to end this night with that song saying, is God satisfied with us? I pray that you have a continued blessed weekend and that God will truly move in your life. And to end the show tonight with this prayer and this song, God be with you in peace, love, and happiness. Continue to grow in your life because you are into a working process. Until next Wednesday, this is Nathan saying good night.
Come on, clap your hands and say, stand up. be your mirror who reflects season through every blessing and miracle. Every step that is critical and hard if I'm living through. I ain't supposed to be perfect, I'm called to a purpose. I'm supposed to point the world to the risen savior. At the same time that I direct traffic, be your advocate and show love to my neighbor. But I still have my moments, I know this, that I am not focused on living how I'm supposed to be. God didn't work out on the clock, never quit in time, so he's not finished with the job that he called me. I am just the object in his project, and his process is something we gotta process. So my progress is ordered by the Most High. You'll be patient if you're putting in overtime. My God is still working.